What's up, everybody? It feels to finally get started on this on this podcast, on this little side project that I've been wanting to do for quite some time. So for those of you that don't know, my name is Ryan Kyle Edwards. That's right, I go by my full name around here, my full government name. So I'm a father of two, I'm a husband, photographer, I do a little bit of everything, really. But what a lot of people don't know, unless you're like my really, really close friends, and of course my wife and my close family, a lot of people don't know that I love music. And I mean, music touches me in like a spiritual way. Like, you know, you see those corny memes online, you know, with the little emo girl sitting in the corner of a dark room with a caption like, "Without music, I have no soul." And as corny and as funny as all that is, I relate. That's the kind of stuff that, like, you know, music really, really hits me with. I wanted to start off with doing music reviews and music thoughts. You know, not just like, you know, some scripted, super deep, you know, reviews, you know, where you can just read in a magazine or some blog or something like that. And I might do that eventually. Right now, I wanted to just talk. That's pretty much all I want to do. I just want to talk about music. I want to listen to an album pretty much weekly and give it to you every Friday night. So, what I really wanted to talk about was the album Father of Assad by DJ Khaled. I have never considered myself a DJ Khaled fan. I have never considered myself like just a lover of his music. I mean, he's had some hits, you know, like All I Do Is Win and I'm So Hood. I mean, those are really the songs that I remember about, you know, from DJ Khaled. And there's that one song with Rihanna and I think Bryson Tiller. I like his music. Like, you know, like his radio hits, they're fun. They're hot. I mean, they're made for the radio. But this album, this album is, I would say, from a non-DJ Khaled fan's perspective, is his best work ever. And I don't know if he can top this. Let me take that back. I do know he can top this because this album isn't perfect by any means, but it's an emotional album. It's a fun album. It's a banging album. I mean, from top to bottom, there are no bad songs. There really aren't any bad songs at all. But there are a couple pointless songs on this album, which I feel like he either wanted to just put on the album because, you know, they're kind of summery, you know, radio vibe type of songs, or he, like, the other tracks that he was probably working on just weren't finished in time, so he was like, hey, let me just put these on, people still love these songs. And those songs are No Brainer and Top Off. I don't know why those songs are on there. No Brainer is a single that's like a year or maybe over a year old. I mean, I remember listening to that last summer. And I think Maybe the lyrics were changed a little bit. I don't know. I remember it differently, or at least Chance the Rapper's verse differently. But I mean, I don't really mind that song as much as Top Off, because No Brainer, like I said, it has that summery vibe, that boat party vibe, the college party vibe. Justin Bieber's kind of making a comeback, you know, he's been featured on a few songs, so why not just have him feature on this song even more? Chance the Rapper is always fun. I don't really mind that one. Now, Top Off, I have mixed feelings about Top Off, because I always love to see Jay-Z and Beyonce work together. Always. To me, when they get together, they make really good music. But throwing in that weird Future collaboration, I think that's unnecessary. And again, it's one of those songs, it's like, didn't I hear this like a year and a half ago on the radio? Let's just not. So, back to the rest of the album. When I tell you this album, so right from the get-go, when Holy Mountain starts playing, I'm like, okay, this is gonna be a good album. Cause Holy Mountain with Buju Banton, I think that's Buju Banton. I think that's how you say his name. Buju Banton has a powerful voice for this song. It's a very spiritual song for DJ Khaled. It's a very, you know, it's a family song. And when I say family song, I don't mean like, you know, wheels on the bus go round and round type of song. I mean like, you know, he's got his boys. He's got himself. He's going to the top, you know. I mean, really, DJ Khaled is one of the biggest music stars there is. And like I said, even though I'm not like a fan, I definitely respect all the work that he constantly puts in. I mean, this isn't hyperbole. Oh my God, that's such a hard word. This isn't hyperbole. There we go. Come on, this is a podcast. This isn't an exaggeration. When I say this, I don't think there's that a single day goes by when I don't hear a DJ Khaled song or see DJ Khaled some in marketing himself in some way. Holy Mountain is, to me, not even the best song. I mean, it's a great start, and it's a solid start too. I mean, the song's about 5 minutes long. It's a really strong start to it. You really, you know, you feel like you're this like king or, you know, queen listening to the song. You got your boys or your girls, you got your crew around you, you know. You know, you're going for the top. And so moving from that, you get even crazier bars from Cardi B and 21 Savage. And anyone that knows me knows that is a hell of a compliment, because I am like the furthest from a Cardi B fan ever. It's not that like I'm not one of those lame people that hate Cardi B just because like she can occur her way all the way to the Pepsi commercials or Super Bowl, whatever. I don't care. I don't care about that. To me personally, I just don't find her music entertaining, other than like maybe a couple of songs that she, you know, the couple of songs that she's done with Bruno Mars. And I understand that, because I'm really not her like demographic. I'm not from the hood, but I'm not like a woman. I mean, really, those are like, that's kind of like her demographic. mostly. And I don't like hate her. I just don't really care for her music. But she came out hidden. I really need to look up to see if she wrote all of this. She probably had some help writing this. But man, she on Wish Wish, she was killing. I was like, wow, okay, Cardi, like I'm you know, bobbing my head with my headphones on to like the loudest volume with you. And then 21 Savage came through, and I respect the hell out of 21 Savage, because he's gone through, and this is no pun intended, he's gone through a lot, from releasing A Lot, which is to me probably one of his best songs, to the whole deportation thing or whatever it was, you know, with ICE, which is so stupid. Then, you know, the internet flaming him, you know, for him being, you know, so-called British. He's gone through a lot. And now, you know, he's coming back and he's releasing a couple of other things. But this little feature that he did on Wish Wish was, I loved it. Then we moved to Jealous. Jealous is a good song. I think it's a better song if you watch the music video, because first of all, I love it when Big Sean is on just about any track. I don't hate Chris Brown. I know I probably should, you know, he's kind of crazy, but I mean, really at this point, what musician isn't crazy? Lil Wayne, I'm kind of just over, but Lil Wayne, he's not like washed up. You know, I don't think he'll ever be, you know, Fireman Lil Wayne or Carter 3 Lil Wayne ever again. But you know, he's doing something, and I like it. And he has a presence on this album. But Jealous, it's not like, it's not the greatest song, but it is a little song that might get some club play. It's a song probably even be played on the radio. It's all right. Just Us is the next track that plays, and I love it. SZA, is it SZA? I never know how to say her name, because. So I've heard people say her name different. I've heard Saza, I've heard SZA. Anyway, the SZA girl, her voice is amazing. I fell in love with her voice on the Black Panther album. That's all you need to know. She has an amazing voice, amazing production from DJ Khaled. Towards the end, it gets a little noisy, and I think he probably should have let her fully just sing it out. But I mean, this is the kind of album it's on, you know. So I totally understand that. And it's a short song too. I think it's like 3.5 minutes or something like that. But it's, I mean, yeah, she has a great voice. And honestly, I want to hear more from her. I know people are saying like, check out her like solo stuff, and I don't know why when it was released it never appealed to me. I have no idea why, but I remember when I heard her on the Black Panther album, I was like, okay, I'm a fan. You got this. Then it's You Stay with Lil Baby, and I believe Lil Baby, who else is on? J Balvin and Jeremiah and Meek Mill. Again, it's, to me, this is probably actually his most generic song other than No Brainer and Top Off. This You Say is probably his most generic song. It's a little one of those Thug Love type of songs, but it's a really, really fun music video. It's a super colorful music video. I mean, I think DJ Khaled's wearing like a bright, like highlighter colored suit. And it's a fine song. It's fine. But the next song after that I really like, which is what comes after? Celebrate. Celebrate with Post Malone and Travis Scott. That song should be played on the radio if it can. It's pretty explicit in some verses. But I love Travis Scott's music is just hype. I have no idea why I like this song so much, but the Sunflower song from Into the Spider-Verse, I have no idea why I like that song. I hated it when I first heard it, like when got the YouTube notification and it came on, I was like, what is this? This is horrible. But then for some reason it started growing on me, and for some reason Post Malone started growing on me, and I've listened to a few of his songs. Most of it's like stuff that doesn't play on the radio. Like, I mean, Rockstar is cool, and there's a White Iverson I don't really like, but it's things that don't play on the radio. I think Post Malone doesn't get enough credit for. Higher is the next song. Higher is deeply emotional. So Higher is actually technically it was No Brainer and Top Off for the first songs I heard off this album like a year ago. But Higher is, I saw a video, or like I was on Google, and I got like a Google notification. It said something like John Legend and DJ Khaled make a great tribute to Nipsey Hussle. And I didn't click on it at first because I was like, okay, this is probably just like a track I'll put in my like watch later playlist on YouTube. I'll listen to it later. Or it's probably like a letter to Nipsey and Nipsey's family, which that's awesome. I think the way Nipsey Hussle died, tragic. The way he wanted to build up his community and the way he wanted to build up, you know, his family was beautiful. I mean, you can, whatever you want to say about the whole gangbanging, you know, the Crips thing, and whatever you want to say about his music, even, he was making hell of a moves. He was making a ton of moves in Crenshaw. I mean, buying so much real estate, buying, you know, stores, and it was all for not just making himself wealthy so his family can be taken care of, but giving people in the community opportunities. And then to suddenly, you know, to die that way, it's messed up. I mean, it really, and I wasn't like, okay, I want to preference this by, I never was the biggest Nipsey Hussle fan, but I always knew that Nipsey Hussle had mad influence on the hip hop community, on the black community in LA. And so I think I was like on Twitter or something that day, and I saw the news and I was like, whoa, what? Like, what the hell happened, you know? excuse me. It's kind of getting like emotional, and I'm not like about to cry or anything, but I definitely am getting choked up because life is so precious, and for a man to want to build up his family, build up his community so much, and for his life to be taken in an instant over some nonsense, that's something. So back to the song. Higher is a song with John Legend and Nipsey Hussle. It's actually a Nipsey Hussle song. I don't know the whole story behind it. I don't know if DJ Khaled, you know, talked to his estate, talked to his family, was like, hey, can I use these lyrics, or you know, or if like they were already in the process of working on a song. But it's insane how timely those lyrics are to the way Nipsey's life was, and to the way of how and how he passed. Because if there's any song you listen to on this album, it would be Higher. Higher is, like I said, deeply emotional. And you got John Legend's gorgeous. I mean, this man is probably one of the best male singers I've ever. His voice just gets me all the time. On any track. Like, I don't think I've ever heard a bad John Legend song. So listen to that song. Watch the video. Look into what Nipsey Hussle was doing. And like I said, honestly, don't put all the gang stuff, put all that aside, and just look at what he was doing for his community. Okay, the next song is Won't Take My Soul. My personal favorite song on this album. It is a Nas and CeeLo Green song, and there is something about this song that like moved me to a higher plane of existence. Like, I know that sounds like I'm exaggerating and like you're probably rolling your eyes, but like from CeeLo Green's like raspy, dark undertone in his voice, from that and then the piano playing and then Nas speaking about business, relationships, fatherhood, his own personal battles. This song, like, I haven't related with a song this much since like J. Cole's 2014 album. I honestly think so. It's probably been that long since I played this song at least 5 times in one day. And I even like, I kind of got choked up when I was holding my son. I was rocking him and kind of playing with him. We were listening to it and I kind of got choked up. And I was like, wow, I never really thought about a collaboration of Nas, DJ Khaled, and CeeLo Green. But man, is it perfect. Like, Nas is a poet at heart. CeeLo Green is, he's a singer. Kind of like John Legend is. I've never really heard a bad CeeLo Green song. And I've never not been moved by CeeLo Green's voice either. Like, CeeLo Green is the type that will, I can really have fun listening to his music, but I can also it can sound like, you know, I'm about to get ready for church with his kind of voice. But also it's like this deep, like bluesy, raspy voice. And it's just like, come on, CeeLo. Like, I'm not supposed to be crying at 7 o'clock in the morning listening to one of your songs. But this song, Won't Take My Soul, is top notch. After that, it gets hard. Like, Weather the Storm is the next song after Won't Take My Soul, and that's a Lil Baby and Meek Mill's song, and that's probably the hardest track on this whole album. honestly, back from Weather the Storm and then right after Big Boy Talk with Rick Ross and Jeezy, these tracks was, when I'm talking about banging, Meek Mill has impressed me because he went from literally being a laughing stock in the hip hop community over a stupid beef to he's an activist now. He's back on his music game, like, because people seem to forget Meek Mills isn't some meme on the internet. Meek Mill isn't some guy that took L's to Drake. Meek can go hard, and Weather the Storm proves it. And then right after, when Big Boy Talk, Rick Ross and Jeezy on the same track, that's an automatic banger. I mean, automatic banger. Right after Big Boy Talk is Freaking You, with like Freak and then the letter N and then U. It's with Lil Wayne and Gunna. It's another Lil Wayne song. Gunna, I do like what I'm hearing from him. I had a friend back in my hometown introduce me to Gunna, and I was like, who's Gunna? But Gunna's kind of impressing me. I think he's still a little fresh in the game, and I think he doesn't need to be on songs like this. But he's really good. Lil Wayne is Lil Wayne. He does what he does. Top Off is next, and then No Brainer. To me, it's hilarious that these songs play back to back. I already talked about those songs. There's really nothing to talk about. But then Thank You. Thank You is right after No Brainer. And Thank You is if you want to really know if Big Sean can spit, if you want to know if Big Sean can really talk about anything and make it hard, listen to Thank You. Because Thank You is literally a thank you letter. It's a thank you letter to the people that have helped him, including DJ Khaled. He shouted out DJ Khaled in a huge way. It's a thank you to the people that hate him and to the critics that have dogged him. Big Sean is he hasn't had like that signature album where I would call it iconic, like J. Cole's 2014 Forest Hills Drives, or like Kanye's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, or even Graduation, or never mind, we'll get into that later. But Big Sean hasn't had that yet, and he's gotten really, really close. But despite not reaching that iconic album level yet, he's seen a vast amount of success. I think it was hilarious how he also shouted out Ariana Grande. He shouted out her and the Thank You Next track that she did. I thought that was hilarious. But anyway, and I think this is also a thank you letter to Big Sean himself, because I think he's talking about, his come up story, what he started as and what he, what he's accomplished and all of the people that he surrounded himself with. He's thanking them. But I honestly think, he's thanking himself as well, because he knows that he can do better. He knows that he's one of the best rappers in the game right now. And he knows that, if he keeps grinding and keeps improving the way he does, then he's really going to reach that iconic level, like album. Like, don't know what it's gonna be called. It's probably gonna just be called like Sean or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, no, I can't wait to hear more from Big Sean, especially after listening to this album. And I've been a little fan of his. I have never actually listened to an album of his all the way through, but I've listened to most, like, I've listened to, like, his albums most of the way through. Then after that is Holy Ground. And I think it's awesome how he starts off on the Holy Mountain, ends up with the Holy Ground. I think it's actually probably the best way to end an album, to begin and end an album, is to start off, you know, in this place, this whatever you want to call it, this spiritual place or this searching place, this journey place, and then at the end of your album, you know, you've reached the end of that journey. And to me, this Holy Ground and the rest of this whole album is a journey about, you know, I've said it's spirituality, fatherhood, becoming the best that you can possibly be by working hard and saying screw critics, screw haters. I'm going to do this regardless of what anybody says, and I'm going to make it big. I'm going to have the mansions. I'm going to have the islands. I'm going to have the ring on every single finger. So, and I'm also going to thank, I'm going to thank myself, and I'm going to thank the people around me, and I'm going to thank God, or, you know, my higher power, you know, along the way, you know, as I accomplish it in my failures, however it is. And that's really what I think this album is about. I've talked way too long now, so I'm gonna wrap this up. So this album is just, it goes hard. It honestly goes hard. Like I said, other than No Brainer and Top Off, I mean, even those songs, I don't hate any song on here. I think No Brainer and Top Off are pointless songs. Kind of just help with padding. I think Freaking You is a song that's not, it's not for me. But other than that, I really, really enjoyed this album. I've listened to it multiple times, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm excited for DJ Khaled's next project. I hope it's soon. I want him to do like a winter kind of album. Not like a Christmas album, but like a winter album. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to wrap this up. Again, my name is Ryan. And yeah, I'm going to be here every Friday. I'm going to be talking about music. It's going to be new music, old music, music, you know, that's not even developed yet. I'm going to be talking about artists, and yeah, join me in the conversation, and thank you for listening from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much. Peace.